The Untold Story by Genevieve Cogman. Read by Kristin Atherton. Prologue. From Kostche, Senior Librarian. To Coppelia, Senior Librarian. BCC, Melusine, Library Security. Subject, Inconvenient Juveniles.
Coppelia. Don't worry, I'm not going to propose killing Irene. We've been through this before, and I agreed with you. We both know how the story goes. The hapless innocent finds out that she's actually the child of someone ridiculously dangerous and evil, at which point her employers attempt to kill her because of the danger she presents, and it all goes horribly wrong, and she turns against them. I have absolutely no desire to repeat that sequence of events. I'm not going to suggest disposing of her, no matter how much I'm tempted. Yes, I'm tempted. The girl's had a meteoric career as a librarian and demonstrated that she's very capable, but she's also a huge flaw in our defences. What happens if her father does somehow manage to use her as a weapon against us? How much is one librarian's life worth against the security of the entire library? But, as you've pointed out repeatedly, we both know how that narrative ends. And here in the library, even if our outer layer is order, we have an inner heart of chaos. We read too much for it to be anything else. Unjustly betraying a loyal servant, or at least doing so without trying all other alternatives first, will ruin us all. So, let's consider where we stand, and what our alternatives are. She knows her father is Alberich, though hopefully not who her mother is. He knows as well now. She's in a state of mind where she might try anything, even attempting to assassinate him. The library's been trying to kill him for several hundred years now, and he's managed to escape our best attempts, but you know how these children are. They're always convinced that they're the chosen ones, and will somehow succeed where hundreds of others have failed, even when it's something as dangerous as trying to kill the greatest traitor the library's ever known. Honestly, when someone's committed multiple murders, theft, kidnapping, sale of library information, and has tried to destroy the library itself, you'd think that anyone sensible would take the hint and stay well away from them. However, refusing to tell Irene anything will just push her into overt disobedience. We need something a little more subtle. We need a distraction to keep her busy for a few weeks while we work on something longer term. We have that treaty signatory request from the Fae underworld boss in World B268. Irene was the one who went on that heist with his subordinate, which makes her the logical person to handle negotiations. And she is the treaty representative from our side. No doubt she'll suspect that we're giving her the work in order to keep her busy. She's an intelligent girl. I'm still open to debate on whether she's a sensible girl. From our reports, he'll take a month or so to make up his mind, which will have the additional benefit of keeping her somewhere safe. I'm sure you can word the introductory letter that goes with her so that her host will keep her out of the way and under wraps. And in the meantime, you can think about what you're going to say to her when she gets back. Yes, I'm dumping this in your lap. Yes, I'm being completely unfair. Yes, you are going to be stuck with it. You are one of the few people she really trusts. Any explanation from me, or from other senior librarians, is going to sound self-serving. You're the one with the best chance of persuading her to save her own life by staying out of trouble. Remind her that her life isn't just her own. When she made her vows to the library,